incoming message.
You know what nobody tells you about getting older? Eventually, you run out of energy to care what Becky from accounting thinks about your shoes, your cologne, or your personality, or your life choices in general. I mean, at a certain point, you just wake up one day and you think, wait, did I just not spiral for 3 hours because someone gave me a weird look? Now that's called growth. Look, letting people think what they want, that is one of the most underrated superpowers of adulthood. You begin to realize that someone else's opinion of you, it's not fact. It's just noise. Background static, elevator music. And baby, you're not the elevator, you're the whole damn building. They think you're too loud? Turn it up. Too weird? You're not a coloring book, darling. You weren't born to stay inside the lines. Too sensitive? Well, that's cool. You feel things. That's not a weakness. That's called a feature. And here's the truth, my friends. Someone is always going to misunderstand you. Someone's always going to judge you. Talk about you behind your back like they're getting paid for it. Let them. Because while they're busy dissecting your existence over ice lattes and unresolved trauma, you're out here living, laughing, healing, and buying weird hats if that's what you're into. You don't need to justify your journey to people who aren't even walking beside you. You don't need to explain your dreams to people who stopped dreaming in 2004. And you sure don't need to let their opinions rent space in your mind, especially when they can't even commit to flossing regularly. So let them think what they want. Let them gossip, scroll, comment, screenshot, and judge. You've got better things to do. You know, like love yourself, grow anyway, and order dessert without the shame. Because freedom is not just a political concept, it is choosing not to shrink for the comfort of people who don't even matter. And once you taste that, I promise you, you'll never go back.